Part 2.
You now have 30 seconds in which to look at Part 2.
Plastic is strong and cheap, and it can be molded easily into all kinds of forms and products. But there are downsides to this commonly used material. After it's used, plastic often turns into trash that's nearly indestructible. And most plastic is made from oil, and we can't count on oil being around forever. Tom Turing is trying to deal with these problems. Turing is a mechanical engineer at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He's working on ways to make plastic out of corn and soybeans. He says this kind of plastic can be turned into compost after it's used. He says the plastic will decompose just like leftover vegetables or garden clippings as long as the plastic is chopped up.
You just need to have a proper composition of water, air, and temperature. You mainly have to chop the plastic into small pieces so that a bacteria or other microorganisms can consume them.
Turing says special composting facilities someday could reduce mountains of discarded plastic into just carbon dioxide, water, and some leftover organic material. Turing says plastics are made of strings of carbon and hydrogen, and those are some of the main ingredients in both oil and plants. In fact, the first plastics were made from plant materials more than 100 years ago. Turing is working on materials known as bioplastics. He says they're not as strong as the petroleum-based variety, and they're harder to work with. He's experimenting with additives that will make bioplastics stronger and easier to mold. When engineers get this recipe right, they might initiate the replacement of petroplastics with a new variety that's biodegradable.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Plastic is strong and cheap, and it can be molded easily into all kinds of forms and products. But there are downsides to this commonly used material. After it's used, plastic often turns into trash that's nearly indestructible. And most plastic is made from oil, and we can't count on oil being around forever. Tom Turing is trying to deal with these problems. Turing is a mechanical engineer at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He's working on ways to make plastic out of corn and soybeans. He says this kind of plastic can be turned into compost after it's used. He says the plastic will decompose just like leftover vegetables or garden clippings as long as the plastic is chopped up.
You just need to have a proper composition of water, air, and temperature. You mainly have to chop the plastic into small pieces so that a bacteria or other microorganisms can consume them.
Turing says special composting facilities someday could reduce mountains of discarded plastic into just carbon dioxide, water, and some leftover organic material. Turing says plastics are made of strings of carbon and hydrogen, and those are some of the main ingredients in both oil and plants. In fact, the first plastics were made from plant materials more than 100 years ago. Turing is working on materials known as bioplastics. He says they're not as strong as the petroleum-based variety, and they're harder to work with. He's experimenting with additives that will make bioplastics stronger and easier to mold. When engineers get this recipe right, they might initiate the replacement of petroplastics with a new variety that's biodegradable.